Well, we're back, and welcome to another edition of the Mike Kara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. And we're keeping definitely an eye on the community, and I have the privilege and honor of being joined by Jim Elliott, who is the founder and president of Dive Heart, which is actually helping disabled people, physically, mentally disabled people, you know, have a better life, and you do that through scuba diving. And there's an interesting story, Jim, we want to start, first of all, of how you actually started Dive Heart.
Yeah, basically, Mike, my daughter is blind from birth, and when she got to be 9 years old, they mainstreamed her with sighted children. On the playground, the kids would tease her, and she technically could read a two-inch letter, a half-an-inch from her face, so she said, "Dad, I can read. I'm like everybody else." So she said, "You know, I'm not blind. I don't want to be blind. You know, I can read." So she threw down her cane and refused to learn Braille. And I had a problem because I had to, you know, obviously she needed that to go forward in school. So I had to find something for her to feel good about. And what I did is I got her involved in downhill skiing with an organization called the American Blind Skiing Foundation. And I'm still very involved with ABSF today. But what it did is it turned her around, and in a couple of weeks she would go to school, and her friends would say, "Well, would you do this weekend, Aaron?" And she'd say, "Well, I went skiing." And they go, "No way, you can't ski, you're blind. How do you do that?" And she said, you know, she would show them pictures, and they would go, "Oh my God, that is so cool. You ski and you're blind." And she's pretty soon she's like, "Yeah, you know, I can ski and I'm blind." She felt good about herself, and the confidence and independence came through skiing. It affected our family positively, and it affected friends. In fact, some friends said, "You know, Jim, I was always afraid to take on this challenge in my life until I saw your daughter skiing. And you know what? I figured if your daughter can ski and she's blind, I can do this, you know, take on this challenge without a problem." And I kind of dug the whole ripple effect and how it touched other people, just her being blind and being able to ski. What I did then is I've been diving for quite a while and always wanted to teach, and said, you know, I want to do in scuba diving what we do in with the blind ski group. And that's basically take, you know, someone with a disability, someone out of a wheelchair, somebody who needs, you know, crutches or a walker, who is impaired to some degree, or cognitively impaired or visually impaired. It really doesn't matter. And I want to give them the opportunity to get a little bit of adventure in their life through scuba diving. Now, it not only is adventurous, you know, and a cool thing to do, and the same thing happens with the kids that we teach. You know, they'll come back from a trip and say, "Oh, I was on a dive, and there were sharks, and, you know, they're nurse sharks, and they were able to hold them." And of course, their friends go, "Yeah, right, sure, you were on a shark dive. You're in a wheelchair. How do you do that?" And they show them a DVD that we give them, and it blows their friends away. So that's one of the things we do, and that's kind of what I'm doing with Dive Heart is, you know, reaching out and creating a paradigm shift in someone's life, having them focus then on what they can do as opposed to what they can't do or don't think they can do because they have an impairment of some sort.
Right, and we do want to mention that, as you were mentioning before, that you have people with different, you know, types of disabilities, different impairments. So, I mean, there's definitely different levels of attention that people need. As I use the example of someone who maybe is deaf would have an easier time because you can sign underwater. So I imagine that there is, you know, different levels of difficulty with, you know, helping these kids.
Absolutely, yeah. And we work with all different disabilities. I mean, we have people that have mild, maybe cerebral palsy, or maybe they're an amputee, and they can function quite well. And then we have very involved people who might have really advanced cerebral palsy or MS or something. And in those cases, what we can use is a full face mask with communications, kind of like this firemen use and like the military use. And you push a button and you're able to communicate and talk to them underwater. Originally, I thought this would be a cool idea for blind divers. You know, it's like I didn't think there'd be anything in diving for blind people. But when I did the disabled training through the Handicapped Scuba Association, I realized, wow, your other senses do kick in. That's very cool. How can we make this better for people who are visually impaired? And what I thought is, you know, we'll narrate to them. So we use the full face mask with communications, and that way when you put their hand on the prop of a boat or on a wheel, you know, of a ship that sank, you can then tell them the story behind the ship, and they're down there touching it, and it's really cool because then all of a sudden they can visualize in their mind what, you know, what it's all about, you know, when they're touching it. It's not just, you know, being, if they're totally blind, for example, they wouldn't see anything, so it'd be totally blank down there, so.
Right, and we do want to mention that, you know, when these individuals go into the water, we want to make clear that you have plenty of helpers and plenty of people, you know, helping them out. And I understand there's like, is it a 2 or 3 person ratio to each diver?
Well, it's very important. We're really big on safety, and through Dive Heart, I'm an instructor trainer for the Handicapped Scuba Association, and also with a major agency called the Professional Association of Diving Instructors. And what we do is we have, at least when we do trips, at least 2 to 3 people per buddy. And it depends on the disability. You know, we have some kids that have gone on trips and may come back as a mentor, and maybe they just need one diver to be with them because they're already certified. But again, it depends on how involved they are as to how many buddies we need in the water. But we always have a very, you know, above and beyond ratio so that we are safe.
Right, and we do want to talk a little bit about, you know, where some of these individuals come from. And my question would be is, how much do you deal with, let's say, Special Olympics or Special Olympians? Would you encourage someone involved in Special Olympics to, you know, try this as well? Is it, you have a relationship with them? Or
We've had kids. I mean, a lot of our participants are kids or adults. I mean, we work with children and adults that are involved in other organizations. So they might compete in Special Olympics. They might be a patient at the Rehab Institute of Chicago or at Shriners Hospital or at Marion Joy, some of the facilities that we work with. They could be involved in other things and still come to us. We've worked with kids that have done Special Olympics, Down syndrome, for example. They're incredible to work with. They're wonderful. They have a lot of fun and do fine. And if they like the water, it makes it even easier for them because then there's no issues with water at all.
Right, and we want to talk a little bit about you were mentioning these particular dives that you have, and you mentioned that you're going to be going to Cozumel, and then you go all over the country where there's places to dive. So this is pretty exciting, all the traveling going on for everyone then.
It is, and I think that, the cool thing about scuba and traveling somewhere like to the Florida Keys or to Cozumel is that, you know, it's something that these people a lot would not have an opportunity to do. So because they do this and they go to Cozumel, for example, we're going and we have a couple paraplegics and a couple blind people and a couple other disabilities on this particular trip. In the summer, we take kids from Shriners Hospital who are primarily orthopedic. So they'll be in a wheelchair, they'll be paraplegic or incomplete quadriplegic or an amputee. And we'll take them down to the Florida Keys. And the thing is, you know, they come back. And like I said earlier, they, you know, they have this adventure. And I think adventure is good in everyone's life. It makes you better at everything you do. And they come back and say they were on a trip, and nobody believes them. And they show the DVD, and it's just so cool because everybody's like, wow, that is neat.
Right, and we were talking about different traveling around, you know, different parts of the country, but you also do things in the local Chicagoland area. And my question is, now, is Dive Heart then, you know, a Chicagoland organization, or do you have people coming from all over?
Yeah, if you go to diveheart.org, which is our website, you can find links to other organizations all over the world that help people with disabilities scuba dive. And what we try to do is raise the level of the water for everyone. So we do a lot here in Chicago. We've trained 300 buddies, which are divers. We certify them to work with disabled divers. And then we have 100 instructors that we've trained as well. So we have this really strong core in Chicago, stronger than anywhere else in the country, which is really a real benefit, because then we can work with more rehab hospitals and people with disabilities here. So we have a trip this summer, for example, in June with the Rehab Institute of Chicago, in July with Shriners Children's Hospital, and in August with the Illinois Center for Rehabilitation and Education. We're also working with Marion Joy, who may do one. And also we started a veterans program working with some of the veterans through Hines Hospital in Maywood. And it's called Dive Heart Military Wounded. And that will probably be a trip also at some point. Because that's kind of a cool goal to have, is that we do pool stuff. Like Saturday, we're in the pool, you know, with the Rehab Institute of Chicago. And Monday, we're in the pool with ICRE, Illinois Center for Rehabilitation and Education. But we also facilitate programs around the country. Since we started 6 years ago, we've helped spin off or facilitate 6 nonprofits Now, that's six organizations that are building buddy teams, that are teaching instructors, that now can go out in their communities and work with the rehab hospitals. Like I was just in Portland and in Northern California last week. For the last 2 weeks, I've been training. And we met with Shriners Hospital. We met with Easter Seals. We met with the Blind Center there. We met with Rotary Clubs because we want to encourage them to work with service organizations to help facilitate programs, maybe for funding. And also service organizations out there like Shriners and Rotary and Lions and Kiwanis and JCs. Those organizations all will be out there, and they have their fingers on the pulse of the community. So they'll know if someone has a disability or a need or could be a candidate or a prospect for a Dive Heart trip. So they are our eyes and our ears out in the community as well.
Okay, Jim, we'll be back. You are listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Eye on the Community, and we will return.